Before Matt Groening created The Simpsons, the longest-running TV series in history, the Evergreen State College graduate was a syndicated underground comic strip artist. His strip, Life in Hell, featured two rabbits who always seemed to find themselves in existential quandaries. In the early 1990s, Matt Groening told me Life in Hell incensed some readers.
Yeah, I get letters in the mail from time to time. Not so much from Republicans as from born-again Christians who are taken, they don't enjoy the title of my comic strip. There's something about the word hell that sets off alarms in some people's brains, and they tell me that I'm going to hell. So, but yeah, I've annoyed Republicans. You know, I love to do that. I do a series of greeting cards and movie posters in the form. They're a form of fake movie posters. One's called Young Republicans in Love. Another one's called I Married a Republican. And there's a third one, Young Republicans Go Shopping. And we're working on a sequel, When Republicans Roam the Earth. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
you think cartoons have any political impact at all?
Oh, I don't know. I hope I give comfort to people who agree with me. Mm-hmm. And I hope, like I said, annoy the Republican who inadvertently comes across my stuff.
Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, you're the only mass circulation cartoonist that has two characters that are apparently gay, Akbar and Jeff.
Well, of course, there's, let's see, Charlie Brown and Linus.
the unspoken love.
No, yeah, Akbar and Jeff are gay, and they are. What can I tell you?
Was that a conscious decision to put that in this, to put those gay characters in your strip?
Akbar and Jeff were a result of when I was in the fifth grade, my friends and I were trying to draw Charlie Brown. We tried to imitate Peanuts, and they never came out looking right. And so eventually those drawings mutated into Akbar and Jeff. The eyes sort of moved around onto one side of the nose. The nose got very big, and later I added fezzes. And they were twins. They still have Charlie Brown's shirt, if you notice. Later I was trying to think about what kind of people these were, and finally I decided, of course! They're gay. They're lovers. They're roommates.
That did kind of come after I'd read the strip for a while, and there was a really funny coming out strip where they're seated on either side of the couch, and one asks the other, "Are you gay?" And he goes, "Maybe." And mm-hmm. the other asks the other one, "Are you gay?" And he goes, "Maybe." And then in the final column, they sort of scoot over and sit next to each other.
Right. Well, it's really funny because I think my comic strip is fairly sweet and innocuous in a lot of ways, and
innocuous, Matt?
Well, you know what I mean. The whole medium of cartoons, it's a frivolous medium. It's mm-hmm. silly. It's not. We're not talking about War and Peace here. This is. These are rabbits. You know. I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd on the face of it, and making Akbar and Jeff gay, that that freaked out a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's homophobia everywhere. In fact, I will reveal now for the first time. A beer company approached me a few months ago and asked if they could use Akbar and Jeff as mascots. And what they wanted to do was they wanted Akbar and Jeff to be like Spuds McKenzie and advertise their beer during spring break. And they were going to go down to, some beach in Florida where all the kids go during spring break and use that as the kickoff of their campaign. And they're going to have a booth set up where you would get a washable Akbar and Jeff tattoo on some part of your body. And then if the beer company would go around, and if they picked you out of the crowd with an Akbar and Jeff tattoo, you'd get to go on the party yacht and drink the beer of that is being advertised. Then an article in Rolling Stone came out about me, and it was revealed that, my God, Akbar and Jeff, they're not normal. And so the beer company dropped Akbar and Jeff.
What was the beer company?
I'm not going to say.
Oh,
I'm not going to embarrass them. Actually, what they said was, it wasn't that this beer company, well, maybe another beer company will come along. It wasn't that this beer company was homophobic. It was that the frat boys that they were trying to appeal to who drink all that beer were homophobic. And I said, listen, these are cartoon characters. It's not that big a deal. Spuds McKenzie's a girl. He survived this scandal. I don't care. You know, do it. But they said no. So anyway, and my rabbits are not for sale. They do not endorse anything. However, Akbar and Jeff will endorse anything. So there you go.
Did going to the Evergreen State College influence your humor?
Of course.
How so?
That's where I met Linda Barry, my main influence, my main man. Linda, I met Linda Barry there and a number of other cartoonists, Charles Burns and a number of other people. And one of the things great about Evergreen is that Evergreen's for people who know what they want to do, self-motivated, don't need to be told what to do. People who hate grades, hate tests, I'll tell you, if you hate tests, go to Evergreen. Evergreen is paradise. No more tests, no more grades, no more required classes, no more mascots, no more fraternities, no more sororities. It's a wonderful school for people who really are self-motivated and want to learn. And I had a blast there. I had a great time and worked on the school newspaper, and it's a beautiful campus and all that stuff. Although I wrote a book called School is Hell, Evergreen, I know I'm hyping now, but Evergreen was a great school.